For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Faye Vitato, member of Friends of Lake Darling and chair of the Fundraising and Development Committee, regarding the Friends' last meeting. We'll continue where we left off yesterday, discussing a documentary that's being produced focused on the renovation of Lake Darling. Has Samuel given you guys an idea of when that might be completed, that documentary?
I will let you know as soon as we have a more specific time, but we're thinking September, October, and we will have announcements and local premieres, and Iowa Public Television will be in on this, and I'm sure that they will also be probably one of the primary sources of the documentary Darling is Back. But we're going to have a premiere in this area, and it will be a nice second DVD to have. If anybody's ever seen America's Darling, that is Marvo Entertainment, Sam Kultinsky's story about Jay Anding Darling and his conservation ethics. And it's a wonderful piece that Iowa Public Television frequently uses for fundraising. And the second documentary along the same line, Darling is Back, I've spoken with Sam Kultinsky, and he feels that it's even more superior piece of work that he's accomplished. He's very proud to be able to present this to the public.
Faye, we'll keep in touch with you on those developments, because we're all looking forward to that documentary. But the National Wildlife Foundation, some money has come through. What are you guys going to be using that for?
One thing that we need to continue to do, the cabins are being built. We have three of them with roofs on, another one framed, and only two pads. But when those cabins will hopefully be completed before winter as well, there will need to be a multi-use hiking trail from the cabins to the lodge. We'll be looking at using funding to build that trail, and along that trail, especially at the two points of beginning, the cabin site and the Legacy Lodge, will have educational panels and build it as a conservation educational space there. The print restoration is actually some funds that are used to help reframe some of Jay Anding Darling's cartoons that Sam has been given stewardship over in Florida. Some of those may end up in a soon-to-be-announced Lake Darling Visitor Center that will be hosted by the Brighton Chamber, and the Federation Bank has provided a space in their facility in Brighton on the west end of their bank. That will be a project that's being worked on. The Friends will support the Chamber in that, in producing a museum-quality space under security where we may rotate certain items in regard to Jay Anding Darling's conservation ethics, as well as the history of Lake Darling State Park going back to 1948, when the local Isaac Walton's group were so critical in gathering 1,500 acres of farm ground in order to create Lake Darling State Park.
We talked to Nancy Adrian a few days ago about that visitor center. It sounds pretty cool. What are your thoughts?
I think it's wonderful. I think we need this space. Jay Anding Darling was a native of this area. He spent many years at the Des Moines Register and Tribune. Many of his cartoon plates from the Des Moines Register, we may, as the Brighton Chamber and Friends Group, have access to those, and it'll be a wonderful place to stop if you want to know more about conservation ethics. And there are many, many questions that arise after people visit about how they did this, why they did this. And in there, also, I think we will have a document that shows the names of all the farmers who ceded their land and allowed it to be purchased in order to create this state park. Frank Miller was one of the key people that got Lake Darling started. Documents of the Isaac Walton will be in there, of Jay Anding Darling. And Frank Miller was a good friend of Ding's. And some of the local history that shows the importance of preserving natural spaces and having clean water for the health of plants, animals, as well as humans, will be a very important part of this area and bring another reason for people to slow down and pull into Main Street of Brighton.
That was my conversation with Friends of Lake Darling member Faye Vitato for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.